Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Friends, how many of us have them? I'm talking about friends. Ones we can depend on. I'm talking about friends. Everybody, welcome back to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, best-selling author and TEDx speaker. And today, I just wanted to pop in and I just wanted to share with you, let's play the blame game. I love you more. Let's play the blame game for sure. Today, I just want to talk about owning up to what is truly your fault. Okay. That's not the most enticing topic. I know it's not. I understand that. However, today I just came to a realization that us in our own lives, we have to all come to a place where we have to learn to take ownership. We have to take ownership of some decisions that we've made prior. We have to take ownership of the consequences that might arrive based on those previous decisions. And among those things, we have to take ownership ultimately of our own lives, because some people are out here today, and I'm just speaking to my past personally, but I was an individual who always would do certain things and then I would blame other people. I would be mad that something happened at work and then I would blame other people. I would get fired from my job and then I would blame other people. I would be mad and I would be specifically angry or mad just because something happened. And I'd say, man, this wouldn't have happened if, man, but I wouldn't be in this situation if. And then we began to realize that when once we look around, we realize first and foremost, one, the environments and the situations we're putting ourselves in, nobody can be blamed for that because we're putting ourselves in those situations. Secondly, we have to understand that the decisions that we make are based on the information that we receive, and we have access to more information than we have ever had before in history. So therefore, now if we receive information and then we don't apply that information, that's pure ignorance, first and foremost. And secondly, if we receive information and then we never utilize it, then we're just not making the best use of information. So as we just begin to think today and reflect today, I want us to begin to hone in and really focus on, what decisions are we making? And ultimately, the decision that we're making today, will our future self thank us for it later? Or the decisions that we're making today, will that affect the trajectory of our lives? Will that affect the trajectory of the next generation? Because I'm not sure where you're from personally, but if you have heard the term generational curses, then you understand that you can make a choice or you can make a decision that you feel right now will only affect you. However, long term, this could affect somebody else in your life. This could affect your son. This could affect your daughter. This could affect your family. For instance, we'll just say gambling. Let's just say that you become accustomed to gambling. If you gamble, that's fine. I'm not judging you. This is just for the sake of conversation. And then you began to realize that, okay, well, I'm going to gamble here. You know, I'm going to put the house up. We'll say you were just feeling good one night, and then you just put the house up. Like my man, I believe it was Mark Wahlberg on that movie, The Gambler. He just bet all his money. He put everything all in. He lost all his money. Then he came back and then bet it again. And then I believe later in the movie, he began to realize that he put his family in an awkward position based on him gambling. And even outside of gambling, we can talk about drug use. Drug use, some people might say, okay, well, you know, I'll do this, I'll do that. And then they say addiction can be hereditary. So understanding that decisions that we make are not just affecting us, they're affecting generations. They're affecting the next generation after us. I was really urged to share this message based on some decisions that I've made throughout my life. Basically, more so recently than not, I began to look and I began to think that, wow, if I continue to live this lifestyle, then ultimately I'll perpetuate something that I do not want to see in society. So I needed to change something. I had to change something. I've spoke on the podcast many times about being extremely promiscuous in college. And then I had to realize that eventually I desire to be married. Eventually I desire to have a family, and I would not be able to maintain a family, nor would I even truly pursue what that looks like if I continue to live a promiscuous lifestyle because I didn't value the women that I was interacting with at that time. I didn't value relationships at that time because I was just solely trying to get what I wanted to get in that time, and I was trying to get my needs met. However, since then, I have done some work, like I've made mention of many times before, and I've gone to counseling, and I've gone through a 12-step biblical recovery process. And now my relationship with God is definitely stronger. So now I view relationships differently. Now I'm able to take ownership for the mistakes that I've made. Now I'm not trying to blame other people for situations that I've been placed in, because I realize that I've put myself in these situations in this time. So today, I really did not want to be long, but I really just wanted to encourage you to reflect on your life and begin to look at those areas of decisions that you're making. And then when you find yourself in a position, a predicament, a pickle, whatever you might want to call it, I want you just to analyze, one, how did I get here? And two, how can I change so that this does not have to happen again? So I don't wake up the next morning feeling terrible. So I don't have to look at somebody and say, man, this was a mistake. That was a mistake. So I don't have to go back and do damage control and try to apologize because of a decision or a lack of self-discipline that took place. So today I want us to be encouraged. And as always, I want you to be reminded to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? As always, friends, we appreciate your support. We appreciate you taking the time to tune in to the Speak Your Success podcast. And we would like to ask you to leave a helpful review on Apple Podcasts if you feel that the podcast has added value to you in any way. Let us know what you like. Let us know what we're doing great at. Please feel free to drop us a line. And also, we would like to remind you that we're continuing to do the Speak Your Success 5K campaign. And that, plain and simply, is the goal of getting one copy of Process in the hands of 5,000 students, because we know that Process is an inspirational self-help manual teaching students soft skills like be respectful, be professional, be a role model, be on time. So many skills that these students need as they're preparing for internships, preparing for college interviews, and various things of that nature. So if you would like to purchase a copy and you would like to sponsor a student, we would just say visit jonathanjonespeaks.com/products, or you can go to amazon.com and place your order for Process, and every copy that is purchased, we will match a copy and donate that to a student in your name. As always, friends, speak your success, and thank you for all your support.